Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Korach in Eretz Yisrael. We've spoken in the past and last year also about when Klal Yisrael requested a king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shmuel HaNavi were very disappointed in them. And the Haftarah goes on a number of times, especially at the end, to give Musar about their having asked for a king. We said the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ramban, and many other Rishonim and Achronim, we spoke about this last year also, want to know why is it considered an Aveira for asking for a king if Beferish and Parsha Shoiftim, there is a mitzvah to appoint a king. Torah says, Soin Tosim Alecha Melech, and the Rambam counts it as one of the Tayag mitzvahs. So, Gemara says, Shalish mitzvahs nistavu Yisrael b'knisasam la'ar, three mitzvahs which were obligated when we come to Eretz Yisrael. And one of them is to appoint a king, another one is to destroy Amalek, and third one to build a Beis HaMikdash. But you see, it's mamish mitzvah, lashon of the Gemara. So why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu upset at Bnei Yisrael when they asked for a king? Shmuel was really, really, really vayichar. He was angry about it. I mean, it becomes like the Haftarah. It's the Haftarah of Parshas Korach. In other words, the Chazal that were Mesadur us this Haftarah are comparing it, saying it's like Korach. It's like Korach going to ask for a king. And Korach, we know, definitely was a bad thing, but asking for a king, Korach is a mitzvah. So this is a tremendously big sugya. Again, we discussed it a little bit last year and said one mahalach. The Abarbanel, so much because of this kasha, his maskana basically is that there is no mitzvah to appoint a king. He says it cannot be a mitzvah. That's his maskana. He says, especially look at the lashon of the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Marta asima laimelach." And Chumash says, "You will say, 'I want a king.'" So the Torah is soim tasim lachemelach, meaning only if you ask for a king. So he holds the whole gather of the mitzvah is if you ask for a king, then this is the way you should have a king. A king should be from the Jewish people, etc. There's halachas about how the king comes about. But there's no mitzvah to go over along and ask for a king. In Yeshiva Shalandisha Sprach, he would say that there is no mitzvah chiyuvis. There's no obligation for Klal Yisrael to go along and appoint a king. But it's a mitzvah chiyumis. If they want to have interesting type of mitzvah chiyumis. If they want to have a king, there's rules how to have a king. But there's no chiyuv. It's not a good thing to ask for a king. That's the Barbados maskana. But it's shver because the Gemara's mashma, gimel mitzvah, says mamisha a mitzvah. So I'd like to share with you today a little bit from the Kliyakar, from the Halakha Sefer Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Talmud Baal Shem Tov, in his Sefer Toldos and in the Sefer Tzafnas Paneach. And we'll learn a little bit from Rabbi Chanan, Amir Tashem, Sechet Tzach, V'Kadosh Levracha. And this is it. The Kli Yoker and Pasha Shaifton, when he brings down this question of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why Shmuel was upset when they asked for a king, so the Kli Yoker has a following mahalach. He's medayik, a tremendous diuk. In Chumash, when it says, speaks about appointing a king, it says you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael and you're going to say, "Asima alai melech." I want to put alai on myself a melech. Says the Torah, "Soim tasim alecha melech." Put on yourselves a melech. When Bnei Yisrael and Sefer Shmuel originally asked for a king, it says they say, "Tana lanu melech." Give us the king, not "Tana aleinu melech," not upon us, but give us the king. Says the Kli Yoker, this is a tremendous fundamental difference in what the Torah wanted, the mitzvah there should be a king for, to what Bnei Yisrael were trying to do. The Torah wants there could be put on yourselves a king. Why? It says in Pirkei Avos, Mir Tashem, we're going to speak about this also, Shabbos afternoon in the Shira this week, Mir Tashem, having mispalel b'shleima shel malchus, shel moli meiro ish Yisrael chayim b'lo, meaning to say, even when there are rules and everything is being run beautifully, but if you don't have some type of strong power that people are scared of, should be a fear from the king, you can have all the most beautiful rules in the world, most beautiful chukim and mishpatim, but they need to be enforced. You have to know that you have to keep them. Otherwise, like bringing the mitzvah to speak about Shabbos for noon. That's why Kerach was actually swallowed up. It's just Re'eu Chaim Bloy, Mamish. So you need to enforce it with having a single leader. Yeshua says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua, excuse me, at the end of the Torah, Ki ata savi yis amazeh, and Rashi says, why does it say savi yis amazeh? You alone will be in charge of leading the Jewish people. Tol makel, take a stick, v'hach al kad kadam, and hit them overhead. And Rashi says, dabar echad ledar, one leader per generation. You have to be, you have the stick, you're the one holding the staff, they have to know, they better listen. Meaning, the job of the king is to go along and be on top of Klai Yisrael. Well, it seems that's not what Klai Yisrael were very interested in. What do they say, says the Kliyakar? They said, Tna lanu melech, give us a king. We don't want him on top of us. We want him to be run by us. We want to have him in our pockets. We want to be able to manipulate him, use him any way we want. We want him to become friends with him. We're going to do chanifa to him. We're going to butter him up. We're going to use him to be able to get away with whatever we want. And that's why Shmuel Hanavi was Vayera Adavar Be'ei Shmuel. That's why he was very upset about it, because he realized that they didn't want a king like a Torah wants you to have a king. They wanted to have a king to be able to control the king. And listen to this beautiful thing he says. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Shmuel earlier, before the Haftarah, earlier in Sefer Shmuel, Vayera Hashem al Shmuel, Shema B'Koylam, Ki Loi Oischa Mal, so they're not sick of you. They don't want me. He says it's actually a huge compliment to Shmuel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Shmuel that you were doing a great job. You were on top of them. You gave them muster. You told them it is as it is. And they don't want you anymore because you're doing too much of a good job. They want someone who they could control. And that's why they're upset at you. Let's go over a little bit to Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan, Vasim, Zechatzag, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, in Kavitz Ma'amarim, in Ikvasad and Meshicha, in the parak entitled Haroyim, the leaders, he speaks about, he says that actually most of Klai Yisrael would be Chayzer B'Tshuva if not for the leaders. The leaders are making the problem, as he says. The leaders are the Mechitza. If they would have the right leaders, Klai Yisrael would be Chayzer B'Tshuva already. They would step out of the darkness. And he brings that famous, famous Vart, everybody knows from Rabbi Chanan, he brings B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. The Gemara says in Saita, Bedar Sheben David, by the generation David is going to come, the Mashiach is going to come, Pnei Hadar to Pnei HaKelev. The face of the generation is like the face of a dog. So Rabbi Chanan says, Shem Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, like this. He says, dog is running in front of the master. The master is walking, takes a walk with his dog, and the dog is running in front. And you might think, it might seem, the dog is leading the way, going wherever he wants, and the master is okay with it, you know, whatever the dog wants. You know, nowadays for sure, I would completely believe that. You know, the dog runs the household. The dog's running ahead. So you might think that the dog's making decisions where to go, what to do, and everything. And the master's just, you know, going along with it. But it's not true. If the master decides to walk a different direction, the dog's going to go follow him afterwards. If sometimes when the dog comes to a crossroads, he's not even sure which way to go by the crossroads, and he stops and he waits for the master to decide. So it seems like the dog is leading, but the dog is not leading. Says Rabbi Chaim, Mashiach Yisrael Salanter, Pnei Hadar, meaning the face of the generation, the leader of the generation. Pnei HaKel was like a dog. The leaders are like dogs. They seem to be leading, but they're not really leading. They're checking the whole time, what does my master want? And the leaders are looking to think, what does my congregation want? What does my kehila want to hear? If I say the wrong kind of drasha, they might leave my shul, they might leave my community. He says, once upon a time, people gave mussar. We know the Vilna Gaon was begging. There's letters, there's an actual letter written by his son. There's a copy of it available. The Vilna Gaon wrote a letter to the Dubin HaMagid asking him to come and give him mussar. He was looking for mussar. He brings in Chuvas HaRashba and Chuvas HaRivash. There are people called Beruri Averis that would go around and give Musar on Averis. Because nowadays, the Magidim just say sweet, nice things that people want to hear. Because if you're not politically correct, they just won't listen to your shir anymore. Let's see what happens when this year, by the time this year is over. So Rabbi Chanan says, nowadays the leaders, unfortunately, are just preaching sheker based on whatever their community wants to hear. So the Pnei Adar is like a Pnei HaKel. They seem to be the leaders, but really they're just following what my guys want to hear. Gemara says, "Veikpasa the Meshicha chutzpah yaski." There's going to be a abundance yaski, a riboy of chutzpah. She said it doesn't just mean there's going to be more chutzpah around, which is definitely true, and you can see it. It also means yaski means in greatness. Those that are great are going to be the mechutzafim. Means the leaders of Jewish people are not going to necessarily be the biggest talmid chachamim. They're not going to be the people with the most yiras shemayim. That's not what's going to be. Going to be helping someone become a leader. In the time of Mashiach comes, someone's more chutzpahdik, more brazen, more in your face. Not someone, the people are going to choose to become their leader. Kol shechutzpasay gedoyle b'yoyser. He's a bar samcha gadol b'yoyser. People rely on him more. Wow, he's good, he's different, he's wild, he's off the wall. And that's what people are going to be choosing. So B'chanan laments the situation. How people are just following new shitas, new ashkafas which are coming up. We have a Messiah dar. And people, instead of listening to the Messiah and making those people the leaders, they're proud to have Jewish leaders who are full of anti-Tyra, different than Tyra, not the Messiah of Tyra. And people are being sold sheker everywhere, says Rabbi Chanan, and people are buying it up. Take a look in Maimer Ikvas of the Meshicha Rabbi Chanan, you'll see exactly what he's talking about. And he brings many, many times from his Rebbe, the Chafetz Chaim, also about this discussion. So he says they're the ones that are being ma'akev the geula, the leaders, because they could bring people back, but they're scared of the people. They know that the kahal could just throw them out. Getting back to the kliyakers, the kliyaker goes through a whole bunch of sukkim. He's medayik in Shmuel and other places, mamish barichos. Even the places which seem not to stem with his vart, he shows you a mahalach over there also that the mitzvah was soim tasim alai melech, to put a king on top of me, not to null on a melech, not to have us running the king. The Hilchos Tolzach Yosef, author of Tolzach Yosef and Tzavos Paneach, Rabbi Yosef Hakoyin Ipol Na'a, the first Hasidish Sefer ever written, he brings his kliyaker, and he says, of course, with this kliyaker, we have sort of a compromise between the Rambam and the Barbanel. When is it a mitzvah? When is it not a mitzvah? If you're trying to appoint a king over you, of course it's a king. If you're trying just to stam appoint a king, it's absolutely not a mitzvah. But he adds another beautiful diak to this whole mahalach. You see, he notices that in Navi, when they ask for a king, it says, T'na lanu melech, give us a king. We are multitudes, we are a klai, so lush and rabbim, many Jews. T'na lanu melech, give us a king. In Chumash, it says, Saim tasim alecha melech. Chayr should have said, Saim tasim aleichem. Or when they ask for a king, it should have said, V'amart asima aleinu melech. The Chayr, the Navi Lashon is right. It should be in Lashon Rabban. Why is it written in Lashon Yachid? Chayra, king is a king over many. So he brings that the Drasha Saran, Rabbeinu Nisim, in Drush Ches writes that the ultimate hanhog of Klai Yisrael is when there is one leader. Like you said before from the Kliyoker, Dabar Echad Adar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Yeshua, one leader per generation. There has to be one person in charge. Rashi says that really, Moshe told Yeshua originally, Kiata Savoy, you'll have a whole parliament to help you make decisions. And Hashem said, no, that will never work. Dabar Echad Adar. One melech. And you have too many people making decisions. You can hear what they have to say, but everybody is making decisions, nothing will ever work out. The government will just keep falling apart over and over again. Nothing's going to work out. It's not going to last. You have to have one Malchus of Torah. And that's why, it says it told us, that's why the Torah writes at Lashon Yachid, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, means there has to be a oneness, a unity, one Seder for everybody. And yes, many branches coming out, applying to each person his way, but it has to be Soim Tosim Alecha, it has to be with one opinion. And if you put it together with that kliyaker, it's beautiful. It's one opinion that's on top of you. It's one, and that's it. But Klai Yisrael Fakert, when they said Lashon Rabban, might sound very sweet. Oh, there's some didactic in Diktuk to say Lashon Rabban, but it was terrible. Because they were saying, T'na lanu melech, let's have a king. We'll run our house of government, all our representatives and governors and senators, like it was in Athens, like many, many countries today. Let's all do it together. And Shmuel was upset. He says, nothing's going to work like that. There's a pasuk that Ran brings that says, Bepesha Aretz, when the land is sinning, Rabim Sarel, you'll see there are many, many leaders. I'm not talking about to have some Russia dictator. I'm talking about a melech who's running the country, Al Pi Das Torah. And if so, beautiful diik in the end of the Haftarah from this week's parsha. Tzafas Panach says, again, this is the Yakir Yisra Polna also. Udu'ur'u kira aschim rabba, Shmuel says, I'm going to make it rain now, even though it's not the season, like it says at the end of the Haftarah, and you'll realize, you'll have to admit, that you did terribleness, terrible things. Sh'rasizim eini Hashem l'shol lachem melech. Should have just said l'shol melech, to ask for a king. L'shol lachem. The way you asked for a king, l'shem rabim, and they admit to it. Because they say, right after it rains, the krellis and brachim in the rain, they say, Ki asafnu al kol chatesenu ra l'shalonu melech. Because we asked for lashon rabim, you were right. The ra was that we should have asked to have one king running us, one government over us, which is just bringing over the Das Torah. It's Sargon and Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin makes the decisions, the Kleoker says. All the mishpatim will be set up by then, but to enforce it, just one. Not that he's your friend, and not that you could use him, manipulate him for your own needs. That's why he says lachem and lanu, to teach us. Again, according to this, the Rambam and Barbanel aren't really arguing. If there's an haga through one, and it's a mitzvah, an haga v'rabim, then chas v'shalom, it's not a mitzvah. So mamish. You know, Torah is relevant at all times. We're looking for a Yiddish leader. A Yiddish leader is someone who's going to take the Malchus Shamayim, Malchus HaTorah, and enforce it. Otherwise, we don't need any king. Hashem Malkechem. Sometimes you need someone day to day. It's basically like some type of very strong chief of police to make sure the Klal Yisrael are keeping Torah. That is the point of a Jewish leader. And Baruch Hashem, we're zeich a little bit today, the little bits of Jewish leaders, no, Gemara says, Fati Emes Nadaris, there's no leaders anymore. But whatever leaders Klal Yisrael has, the real, true Jewish leaders are people that are enforcing us. Maybe it's not always so comfortable to hear it from them, but they're the ones that are reminding us what it means to be a Yid, to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every single moment, because that is the job of the Jewish leader. Shabbos.